This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 7th of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is warm and sunny. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying clear skies, while Jerusalem has a light breeze, making for a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, Ynet reports that Israel enters a tense weekend as four fronts edge toward escalation. Gaza strikes have sharply slowed, Lebanon's ceasefire is under strain, West Bank forces are stretched thin, and Iran remains on a knife edge. Also coming in now, the Jerusalem Post says Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan claims Israeli strikes in Syria are a threat to stability. He also condemned Israel's attacks in Gaza, saying they show Netanyahu does not want peace. Also this hour, Israel Hayom discusses how Israel can respond to Hezbollah without igniting war. Under Iranian threat and American pressure, Jerusalem seeks other points of impact to convey determination. Separately, the Times of Israel questions whether there is progress in Trump's talks on Gaza, Lebanon, and Iran. Mediators claim progress, but Trump is still pursuing controversial agreements with Tehran. And finally, earlier today, JNS reports the Israeli Navy conducted its largest drill since October 7th. Hundreds of personnel and dozens of vessels participated in exercises across the Mediterranean and Red Seas. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT6113, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that Pakistan, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia have signed a joint defense agreement. Amichai Stein, a journalist, echoed this report moments ago, highlighting the significance of this new alliance. Mouse, a commentator, shared an hour ago about his family's visit to London to support a refugee from Gaza. He stresses the importance of shared humanity and calls for donations to support those affected by the conflict. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Israel's tense regional frontiers, Ynet reports that the military is on high alert. The potential for escalation looms as tensions rise on multiple fronts. Civilians are advised to stay informed and prepared for any developments. Turning to the diplomatic front, the Jerusalem Post details Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan's condemnation of Israeli actions in Syria and Gaza. He argues these actions threaten regional peace and stability. This increases diplomatic pressure on Israel from key regional players. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom explores strategies for Israel to respond to Hezbollah without escalating to full-scale war. With pressure from both Iran and the U.S., Israel seeks to balance assertiveness with caution. This approach aims to deter aggression while avoiding broader conflict. In a related development, the Times of Israel examines the progress of international talks led by former President Trump on Gaza, Lebanon, and Iran. While there are claims of advancement, skepticism remains about the effectiveness of the proposed agreements. The outcome of these talks could significantly impact regional diplomacy. And lastly, the JNS highlights the Israeli Navy's extensive drills earlier today. These exercises aim to enhance readiness for multi-arena warfare, reflecting Israel's strategic focus on maritime security. This preparation underscores the importance of maintaining a strong defense posture amid regional threats. On the economic front, first, KeyTech reports that Yuval Shlomo's tattoo business inspired the creation of Base 44, an AI company founded by her husband. This entrepreneurial journey highlights the unexpected pathways to innovation. Separately, Ynet Business says that KKL JNF has approved a $285 million plan to rebuild northern Israel. This three-year package will fund housing, infrastructure, education, and community growth, stepping in where government support has lagged. And finally, according to Mariv Business, the tax authority may consider the private use of points accumulated from business expenses as taxable income. This new position could affect how businesses manage their rewards programs. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 3 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.